All right, thank you for holding, Larry. So I'm seeing that your first question was the email you received is labeled "Action Required" or ShopFiber account registration. Essentially, that's getting your online account on ArchShopFiber.com signed up for service. So were you having issues with that?
As I wrote, re what I wrote. I didn't know
Trying.
what I needed to do. It said complete registration. But once I got on there, I didn't know. I couldn't see. I wasn't guided as to how to complete the registration. That was unclear to me what I needed to do.
No worries. Is there, Larry? Give me one moment. I'll actually get that set. So essentially what I'm doing right now is I activated the account for you, so you don't have to worry about that. And I'm going to set a temporary password so you'll be able to log in and change it through the My Profile page once again.
Well, here's the thing. I'm now clicking on that original email. Click here to complete registration, and it doesn't lead me. Then it says requested is expired. So what do I log on to now?
So all you need to do is go to archtopfiber.com.
Okay.
From archtopfiber.com on when you're on archtopfiber.com in the upper right-hand corner,
Right.
you'll see a sign place that says log in.
Right.
You'll use your email address. That's swelltone@icloud.com. And were you able to
Correct.
set a new password, or do you still need that temporary one reset?
As I wrote, I was not able to set one because I didn't know what the old one was.
No worries. So, do you have a pen and paper handy right now?
I'm online right now.
All right. So, your temporary password I set in for you is fall, capital FALL 2024 exclamation.
Okay. So you should make a note about my email is that when people logged on to it, I tried to change it. I went to my profile and I had no idea what it had been sent to.
Okay, no worries there. Usually those passwords are sent in those emails. If they're not there, you can give us a call back. You should have given us a call back and we would have been able to assist you in setting up a temporary password. I understand like Monday was late, I believe it was what, Labor Day?
No,
No, it was
it
Columbus
wasn't
Day.
Labor
It was
Day.
Columbus Day. Sorry, my bad.
But
It was Columbus
yeah.
Day, and our main offices, as well as all of us at home agents that work directly for ArchTopFiber, were off. Our services that are there for when we're not available, which is our telecommunications, they're not fully versed in everything that does need to happen. So they usually have questions that they have to ask us or follow up with us, and half the time they don't. So I'm very sorry about that. So I did manage to get your password reset to that fall 2024 with an exclamation at
Okay,
the end.
I've just changed it, so now I'm good with that.
You're good to there. Let's see. I see on your account a reference to a landline. So you ported in a phone number, correct?
Again, I asked her, how do I tell you the number that I want? And she said, I will get back to you, and she never did. Then I wrote that email saying, because on my account, it says, if I look there, it says that I have it gave me a phone number.
Okay.
Well, okay, but that's not, but no, but again, my question was never answered. I want to see if I could get this specific number. No one ever answered that.
Oh, no worries. I'd be happy to get this fixed for you on our end. So, what is the telephone number you wanted to port in?
Do you see that email that I sent? You have that in front of you?
Yeah, so you number you like is the 845-488-4994, is that correct?
Correct. Correct. I would like to see if that's available.
I can double check that. Is that your current home phone number?
No, it's not. As I wrote, I called it and it does seem not to be in service. It is not my, we're not transferring it.
Okay.
That's the number I want to get.
So for that phone number, I will need to double check with my the staff that actually our team that actually handles our port forwarding and our new phone line, seeing if we can establish this as your phone number. So
right.
I'll need to send that message out. That message can take a little bit to get back to, and they'll let me know whether or not it is possible. So we'll I will definitely check in on that.
Okay, because it said I see a reference to landline voice 845-481-0997.
Mm-hmm.
That was somewhere on the account, and it was like, well, okay, does that mean it's been chosen? Can I unchoose it? You know.
So like right now, that's looking like that. That looks like that's the home phone number that was assigned to the account. Again, like I said, I can double check. I can double check with our department that does handle this. See if we can't get that number, you know, verified and checked.
Right.
Check to make sure we can take care of that.
Okay. See. Yeah, because under upgrade service is where it tells me that number, and it's like, okay.
So
anyway, okay, so good. So do that and see what's next on my email. You know, it said I have the incredible and it said fiber 2 gig, but it doesn't mention the phone on that email. So I was just curious that
no mention of home phones.
I am sorry.
That is very interesting. So sometimes the emails, let me double check those emails that were sent to you real quick, and I can tell you what's going on with those. Give me a sec. There's our confirmation email. So yes, our emails don't typically include like the home phone services of saying, oh, hey, this is the home phone service. It's just a lack of information sent out from our customer service site. So I am sorry for that.
Okay.
Let's see.
Okay. So it says unlimited long distance domestic, but I want to be able to dial directly out international, and I never got an answer about that.
So for international calling, I have had this question asked before. Right now, we don't have anything that does support, you know, we don't have a guideline for international calling. Our home phone service is for local and long distance calls from here, for the local Kingston area, as well as long distance to, I believe it's Canada and any U.S., you know, territory are considered long distance for us. As far as other international calls, we have no guidelines. Again, that is something I will need to double check with our team. As far as I'm aware, we don't have an offering for international calls, and there may be a fee included for those international calls. I will double check on
that
for you.
That's fine. Yeah, I want to be able to dial out. So I understand it might be a little more, but I'm not expecting to get $2 a minute or anything, you know, something like that.
I don't think it's going to be that much.
Okay. Okay. Fine. Then let's go down to my further questions there.
Next question is: it's our system is showing that you will have a installation date approximately of the 21st. I'm double checking that real quick. One moment. So right now for your address, we're looking at an in-service date of November 21st. And that means when we'll have fiber along the roads, the main road on Goat Hill. So that way we can get everything set up for your address. I believe because you did have.
However, the thing is that I won't be here then. I'm going to have to fly from New Orleans to do it, and so I want to synchronize my as I wrote my neighbor at 218 Goat Hill Road, Elliot Landy. Elliot is getting it also, and there's another neighbor at 210 Goat Hill is probably Elliot should definitely be listed there.
Yeah,
but the other neighbor at 210 Goat Hill Road, I'm not sure if Chris Gallo, if he has done it yet, if he has signed up. So I'm just saying is because we would all come from essentially the same pole. I want to be here, but I don't want to be told, you know, on one day you're coming tomorrow. The guy who came by and walked through my installation, a gentleman, Mike, said that that's what they're saying, but he said realistically, I can't imagine that's accurate, because just, he knows more. He's more of a boot on the ground
Yeah,
about.
boots on the ground kind of guy. Yeah. So it doesn't look
Yeah.
like 210 has signed up for service. We do have 218. They are signed up as you mentioned.
Okay.
For this one, so if you're not going to be available, if you're out of the state or anything, we can wait until you are available to get your service installed. So there's nothing you need to worry about that. On the
That
21st.
would be great. Yeah.
On the 21st, what we'll
That'd
be
be
doing
great.
is we'll actually be giving a call to all of our customers that have, have an in-service date to get them scheduled for their appointments. And it is at the availability of the customer. And since you're not going to be available through the 8th of December, you don't have to worry about that. We'll work around your schedule, not you having to work around
Okay.
ours.
Okay, good. That would be great if we could synchronize it. I'll check with my friends at 210 to see what their thing is, because we would all come from the same pole, to do it. Okay, so I will just follow up that, but definitely know that I cannot be there from the 1st to the 8th. Okay, so now new questions that I hadn't asked before. Do you see in my order that I was ordering the two jacks to be installed for the
Yes.
phone?
Yes.
Okay, so I think they're $49 each or something like that.
$49.99 a
Very,
piece. That is correct.
very, very fair, amazingly fair price. My question is, I understand this $25 a month doesn't include the physical phone, so that's all. I understand that. So in other words, if I would have two phones, then do how do oh let's say just hypothetically, I said I want four jacks to be installed. Do I need to buy a separate router that allows me to split one signal into go in four directions? Like when you come here to install those things, how does it get to more than one phone?
So that is a very interesting question. That is actually one of our technical questions that our technicians know more about than we do here as customer service. For the
Right.
installation of those home phone lines, I can't give you a definitive answer. I'd have to look into that for you to see, the process of that, get some clarification. That way I have, an understanding of how that system works. As far as I'm aware of how most like home phone services are usually installed, usually a line is ran to where the other phone jack is going to be, installed and everything. So that way it has that full dedicated line as well. So that way you don't have to worry about, an interruption of service so that everything's on the same line.
No, I understand. But what I'm saying is I'm working backwards from you've got your modem and then you've got the router. I'm just literally trying to figure my got the cords in my hand is so I've got two connect. You're going to do two jacks that come back to that router, right? So therefore, how do they connect to all these things? Do I need to get a switch that would go into the one would go into the router and then two of them would then plug into the switch?
So for those telephone jacks as well as the mo for the for our modem, our technicians will actually provide those switches for those specific locations. So you don't have to worry about purchasing anything for those switches. They will actually were the installation cost for those phone jacks is actually is you're essentially you are paying for the equipment that we bring in and provide for you.
Okay, so the switch that would take, and again, I'm using this in the simplest form, it would take what because your router won't have an unlimited number of things there. I have to be able to plug, so you would have the switch that would allow then two things to go into
Correct.
the phones. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Okay. Now, are the is the wiring, is it Ethernet wiring, or is it standard old school telephone RJ11 wiring?
So it looks like we're actually using RJ45, so it does look like it is Ethernet wiring. So the RJ45 is the standard uniform, lingo for Ethernet ports. It's for most, devices, they use an RJ45 port.
No, I understand you. Yeah. No, I understand. So in other words, if one of these things gets run from the central box, and then it goes to a jack, and then the phone gets plugged into the jack. A lot of voice over IP phones have a loop through where they would go to the phone, and then it loops to it. You could sort of the Ethernet then gets passed through to another one. It was so I so because it is RJ45, I would be able to do that, right?
Yes, you would be able to, because it is utilizing the standard format for most Ethernet cords. Cat 5, Cat 6 all run off of the RJ45 switch.
Right, because I also have, and do you have me there for that? I have a I'm not sure what term you have, extender, or what do you have for my setup there? What equipment do you have for my that you have the modem and the router? Then I have don't I have an extender there too?
Yes, you will also have a Wi-Fi extender. The first extender is free of charge, is actually included in your plan, so you don't have to worry about that. That
Great, great.
anything past the first one is an additional cost. Just so you are aware.
Understood. That's all fine. So, but what I'm thinking is that one of them would, I know the extender normally hooks up Wi-Fi back to the base station, right? It's not hardwired.
That is
But
correct.
can I make it? Does that extender have the option of taking a solid hardwired connection? You see where I'm going here? That if I put it near the phone, I take the output of the phone, I plug it into the extender such that it's getting a hardwired signal, so it's a more solid signal than going from the base station to the extender Wi-Fi.
Understandable. Give me a few moments and I can actually give you an idea of if that's possible. That way I can let you know what kind of devices, we have that require that. So give me one moment. Sorry, I'm just looking to see if I can't find someone who actually has an extender so I can give you an idea with like the model number, just so I can look that up. So give me one moment. All right. So it looks like we use a, for our extenders, we use the Adtran 84T6, which is our basic extender. It will read as the same style as our actual routers we do provide for you. That way it's the same technology, it's just in a smaller form factor. I will need to do a little bit of deep diving. So if I could put you on another brief hold,
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
give me one second.